Madam Chair, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a privilege for me and my delegation to participate in the World Summit on Food Security. I wish to recognize and thank the government and people of Italy for their warm hospitality. I also extend my government's appreciation to the Director General of the FAO, Dr. Jacques Duff, and his staff on the facilitation and coordination of this summit. Madam Chair, we are again at a crossroads to deliberate over one of the greatest challenges of our time, the injustice of widespread hunger and food insecurity. Despite the goals set at previous summits and related forums to halve world hunger by 2015, as well as the scientific advancements made in food production and research, and increased cooperation between different multilateral agencies, widespread hunger and food insecurity remains a major problem and challenge. Indeed, with the recent economic crisis, fueled in the developed world, and its consequent and disastrous effects on livelihood, world commodity and fuel prices, natural disasters and climate change have made food security even more tenuous and widespread hunger even more extensive. In mid-October 2009, my government convened a national food summit. The summit brought together stakeholders from government, the private sector, and civil society to discuss the global economic phenomena, its impact on hunger and food security, and the measures that Fiji should put in place to mitigate the risks. Fiji recognizes that coordination between the public and private sector, including civil society groups, is crucial to any successful strategy, in particular, to have an impact at the macro level while increasing output on a commercial basis also. To this end, my government has embarked on a land reform program which shall result in more land being available for productive use. The reform shall result in tracts of vacant communally owned indigenous land and state land being made available at market rates on long-term lease, in particular for agricultural purposes and other productive use. Indeed, the National Food Summit recommended that agriculture must be given priority by inter alia empowering the rural subsistence and smallholder farmers, which is to be complemented by investment in supporting infrastructure. My government is focused on this strategy. This objective is included in our roadmap set out in the document titled Fiji's Roadmap for Democracy and Sustainable Socio-Economic Development. In addition to such initiatives, my government has recently approved the Food and Safety Decree that sets out in detail various measures to be adhered to and implemented that will stop the production and, more importantly, the importation of substandard and unhealthy foods. The non-availability of unhealthy foods in the market and focus on healthy foods, which can be grown locally, results in intake of nutritious food and security of supply. For the people of Fiji, the rest of the Pacific, and other low-lying regions in the world, Madam Chair, it is most appropriate that this summit also has a dedicated session on climate change. Rising sea levels affect not just the food security of these vulnerable economies, but it puts into doubt the very existence of these regions. Unmitigated climatic changes have and will result in the occurrence of more natural disasters. We in Fiji experienced unprecedented floods in February of this year. The enormous devastation caused by such disasters not only results in commercial and economic hardships, but has a deleterious effect on food production. Madam Chair, the ill effects of climate change can still be minimized. It is therefore imperative that Copenhagen is a success. It is imperative that we view food security and world hunger not just as a problem for individual countries or individual regions. Like climate change, it is a global phenomenon. Like climate change, there are some countries that need to take more responsibility than others. Like climate change, the measures adopted must recognize that there are those that have more to give and indeed must do so, like climate change. The global system of how we interact and do business must be restructured. After all, it is the recognition of the differences that exist today that will help us to forge a just and sustainable world of tomorrow. Madam Chair, the whole world is watching us as we once again take to the stage to deliberate and make commitments. As I recently said in Fiji, policy statements should not simply become a wish list. Rather, it must be supported with practical changes and it must be actioned. Madam Chair, these deliberations must lead to practical, tangible, and new solutions that are expeditiously implemented. I thank you, Madam Chair.